Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofi.
Here we go. Second verse, same as the first. At the legislature, those words from a 60s pop song often ring true. It seems like we have the same arguments many times, over and over, on the exact same piece of legislation. That's a consequence of the legislative process. A bill must go through many different committee hearings and floor votes, and that makes the arguments seem repetitive. But knowing the explanation doesn't change one simple fact. At the legislature, it's never enough to win the argument once. That's why today, we're returning to the subject of school choice and education savings accounts. I've said many times in these broadcasts that Montana's public schools do fine for most kids, but for the 15% who drop out, we're not doing enough. If they're wealthy, their parents can afford all kinds of options, but if an ordinary middle-class parent has a child who's not succeeding in the public schools, their options are extremely limited. House Bill 322 aims to change that. It creates education savings accounts for students with special needs. They use about half the money that would have been spent educating the child in a public school and give it to the student's family to spend on educational alternatives like private school. The goal is simple: provide all Montana students with a quality education, not just the 85% who are currently succeeding. For parents lucky enough to have their child succeed in public schools, education can still be expensive. It seems like every day there's another activity fee or equipment rental or something else. But if your student does not do well, the expense goes through the roof. Private schools, educational therapists, or any number of other options all have a cost, and those costs can add up fast. When we add in the property taxes that parents are already paying to fund the public schools, it can quickly become an impossible financial burden. House Bill 322 would use the money that we're already spending to educate our kids and allow the parents to try something different. It would allow them to try something that might work better. This bill applies to students with special needs and to students who had a parent killed in the line of duty while serving in the military. Both of these groups have higher hurdles to overcome. And thanks to the support of Montana families like yours, the bill has already passed the House of Representatives, and yesterday it passed second reading in the Senate by 2 votes. If it passes third reading today, it will go to the governor for his signature, and it's time for your input to make a difference. Please call your senator and ask them to vote yes on House Bill 322. Please call 444-4800 and leave a message, or if you prefer to send an email, please visit our website at montanafamily.org and click on the button for the Montana Legislature. Remember, the phone number is 444-4800 and the website is montanafamily.org. Click on the Montana Legislature button and ask your senator to vote yes on House Bill 322, Education Savings Accounts for Students with Special Needs. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi in the waning days of the 64th legislative session, reminding you that this government is your government and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.